Mama wrapped her hand around my wrist, trying to pull me into a conversation I wanted no part of. My gaze dropped to the mood ring on her index finger, and I saw that the stone was blue. It was always blue. I recalled teasing her once that the thing was a joke and held no other color besides blue, so she insisted I put it on. I did, and the color instantly turned as black as coal.
Mama,
it's your body's natural process of preparing to...
Mama!
I tried pulling away from her, but there was no give to getting away from my spot on the edge of her bed.
I'm serious. Any day now, your flower...
Why do we gotta talk about something that ain't even happened yet?
To be prepared.
She finally let go and resettled on the bed, nestling in a pile of fluffy blankets and pillows. It looked like the bed was swallowing her up, except for the giant ball that was her belly.
Please, Mama, I'm so grossed out right now.
My shoulders shuddered. She giggled, finding way too much amusement in my discomfort.
I can't wait to see you with your own youngins. You know that saying about your children being 10 times worse than you were as a child.
An obnoxious snort slipped out as I scanned the dresser top. It held enough picture frames to cause an avalanche if someone stomped by it hard enough.
Well, I ain't having no youngins, so there's nothing to worry about.
I glanced at her just in time to see the smile slip slightly from her face.
Why not?
I waved toward the pictures, evidence for my conviction. You done had enough for the both of us. I aimed a finger at her ginormous belly that held babies 6 and 7.
And you keep spitting them out every time I turn around. Seriously, you and Pa need to apply that part about controlling your urges that you shared with me in the birds and bees talk. Time to slow down on some things, Missy.